The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What's good, y'all? It's Anthony A. From the Dana Cortez Show. I just want to say thank you so much for rocking with the Dana Cortez Show podcast thus far. For the Dana Cortez Show day one, y'all know we had to reboot the podcast. And right now we're close to 10,000 streams on our second go. So we appreciate y'all. But I want to make sure that we're reaching our podcast fan base efficiently. So if you have any recommendations for the podcast, any topics you want to hear more of, let me know at AnthonyA400. I'm the one who produces. We chop and bag this podcast in-house. And I would love to take your recommendations. But the biggest thing I'm seeking is when to release the podcast. I feel like nobody listens to it until we get to like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when everybody's at work. So should we put the podcast out on Monday, Sunday, or continue to release it on Friday? And I apologize for the weeks that I forgot to upload it. My bad. I'll try to do better, okay? So want to say thank you so much for rocking with the show, supporting everything y'all do. And please get at me at AnthonyA400 on Instagram, the quickest way to get at me, to contact me. So have a great holiday and enjoy our Turkey Cast episode 24.
Aw, it's almost Thanksgiving, but before turkeys end up on the menu, they're apparently taking revenge on a New Jersey town. What the f- Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show, WTF Storytime. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
A gaggle of wild and aggressive turkeys are pushing residents of Toms River to their wits' end. Here's an excerpt of one of the townspeople talking about the turkeys.
They're like traffic cops. People speed down the highway all the time, and we need speed bumps. So instead of speed bumps, we got turkeys.
He sounds like the Jersey Shore dad. That guy right there. Slow down for the turkeys. So one resident in particular has had enough and is calling for action. Can I ask you guys a question before I move on with this story?
Please do.
Where are these turkeys coming from? Are they wild turkeys? Did they escape?
It's a turkey revolution.
Is that what it is?
They're revolting because it's about to be Thanksgiving.
Well, you know the memes that go around during this time about turkeys? I feel like this is a real life meme playing out in front of us.
They're just taking a gravy train of freedom.
So this guy right here, he seems to be a little bit afraid of the turkeys.
They are all over the place. There are massive amount of turkeys in here. I did stop the truck yesterday, and they're gobbling, and I mean, I'm sure they could chase some people around.
Wait a minute. Stop everything. I just answered my own question at the beginning. It's a gaggle of wild and aggressive turkeys. These are turkeys in the wild coming to save the butterballs that are about to be put on everybody's plates next week.
They're all getting pardoned this year.
So one resident of this tiny town in New Jersey says that he's had enough and he's calling for the city to act. He says the turkeys are a huge problem. They've come close to harming his kids, and the amount of poop those turkeys churn out day after day is too much for him to handle.
It's a real cluster pluck. Because they're like feathers. You got to pluck them. You know?
I got it.
That was very punny of you.
The city of Toms River, New Jersey has informed its residents there's really not much that can be done to get rid of the turkeys.
I have a solution for the Great American Turkey Revolt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to have some fun right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. You know why? Because we're going to talk about food. And if there's one thing we could all come together about, it's good food. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We are 1 week away from the day we sit down on Thanksgiving and stuff our faces till we'll feel bad. And then we get up and go do it again in about an hour. So I wanted to talk about your favorite Thanksgiving dish, if you could only choose one. And I got a little handy list here of America's favorite dishes and America's least favorite dishes.
Ooh, the least favorite.
I think we should do the best first.
Okay.
Right. We'll come back with it. Okay. First of all, I want to say my favorite is dressing or stuffing, depending on what part of the country you live in. And I douse it in a ton of my homemade gravy. I make really good dressing.
She does make good dressing. I was not a fan of stuffing or dressing before, but now I love it.
Oh, you will sit there and eat plate after plate. And a couple years ago, we had Anthony A. over. I said, you want to take some of this dressing home? And I looked over, and he had two plates of dressing piled high.
That was a nice way to humble brag. That was an interesting approach to that, Dana. I'm a fan of stuffing. Are you guys, my grandma used to put apples.
In the stuffing?
Cut up apples in the stuffing.
Yeah, I'm not a fruit person. I don't like fruit in my stuffing. Do you like it?
I thought it gave it a good little texture to it.
Some people like the corn and the peaches and apples and stuff. I like onion and celery and just the right amount of sage. And the cornbread's got to be cooked so dry, you got to have a lot of water with it. That's the perfect way. That's the perfect way.
Can I just talk about my favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
What is it, Anthony?
Is being the New Mexican that I am, not many people may be familiar with it, but the Hatch chili.
I'm very familiar.
Actually, a lot of people across the country, right? They get Hatch chili. Texans get it.
Until you've tasted New Mexico Hatch green chili, you've never really had green chili. And a red Hatch chili, too. Shout out.
Red is for the holiday season, so I put the red chili in my mashed potatoes instead of your gravy. That's what I do.
That's your favorite side dish, mashed potatoes?
Give me all that. Yes, mashed potatoes.
DJ Automatic, your favorite? One thing. You can pick one thing for Thanksgiving.
That's so hard. Just one thing?
One thing.
Oh. I'm just going to have to go with a well-cooked turkey. Somebody who knows how to actually make turkey, because you can mess up a turkey.
Oh, I know. I know. One year, I asked DJ Automatic, hey, bring me a turkey. This is 2 days before Thanksgiving. Make sure it's not frozen. And he shows up. This is the first year we're together. He shows up with the most hard frozen turkey of all time.
It was like a 30-pound turkey, too.
Hey, you don't make the turkey, dog. I thought it was the man's job to make the turkey.
I make it now.
Liar!
Oh.
Actually, no, I don't. I'm lying.
What are you lying for?
I'm lying. I made it last year. I put it in we deep fried it, and I put it in the grease.
That don't count.
Look at you.
So that was like, I kind of made it.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? 833 Dana Show. Line 2, who is this?
My name is Karen.
Okay, the question is, when it comes to holiday food, who makes the best? And what is that one dish that you can't live without? Best in your family.
Thanksgiving, and it's my mom. She's the number one cook.
What's the best thing that she cooks?
Her turkey.
I was surprised, you know, that Automatic said turkey, and now you said turkey. Your mom must make a really good one.
Yeah, that's my mom. My mom makes some bomb turkey.
I love it the next day with some turkey sandwiches, extra Miracle Whip.
Turkey sandwich, a Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Oh. What?
Anthony,
and with a little bit of mustard?
That is delicious. Salt and pepper on the little tomate and lettuce, and just put that turkey breast like double thick, dude. It's good. Let's open the phone lines for you. What's your favorite holiday dish and your least favorite? I'm coming back with the list of each when the Dana Cortez Show returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's good, everyone? It's Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So if you just turned the radio on, we are giving you a list of the favorite Thanksgiving dishes and the least favorite. So here's the favorites. Number 4, sweet potato casserole. Number 3, the green bean casserole, which, by the way, just moved up from number 6 last year.
Is least favorite right here?
No, best.
Best.
I was going to say, I would love me a sweet potato casserole.
4, sweet potato casserole. 3, new is a green bean casserole. Number 2, mashed potatoes.
Ooh. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
It's the foundation of every great Thanksgiving.
Try them with red chili. You will thank me later.
If the red chili's good. Can't have none of that fake stuff. And then number 1, the perfect Thanksgiving side dish is holiday stuffing or dressing. This easy recipe is America's favorite thing on Thanksgiving. So I'll tell you what the least favorites are after we take this call, because I told everybody to call up and give us your favorites. Who is this on line 6?
This is Dulce.
Okay, Dulce, what's your favorite holiday dish? We could only have one, and who makes it in your family?
My sister makes the best mashed potatoes.
I love potatoes.
Her mashed potatoes are delicious, and the way she adds the cheese in it, that's my favorite dish. I look forward to it every year.
Dulce, you're making my mouth water right now. Do you put gravy on them?
I don't.
No, you don't put gravy on cheese potatoes?
It doesn't need any more flavor. It's so delicious.
You know what, Dulce? I need some proof. Is there any way you can bring us some? Thank you for the call, Dulce. Now, let's give you the list of the least loved Thanksgiving side dishes. So the Harris Poll surveyed over 2,000 Americans and found that 21% don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh. Who doesn't like pumpkin pie?
Ugh, I love pumpkin pie. With extra Cool Whip, it's got to be the Cool Whip or the whipped cream, whatever you like, has got to be double the size of the piece of pie.
Yep.
Yes. Right? Okay. And something else they don't like is the green bean casserole. 24% say it's their least favorite dish. I will eat the green bean casserole with a lot of salt on it.
Green bean casserole can go left, though. It can be bad.
It can, like, but it can be good. It depends on who makes it, right?
Yeah.
The number one, the least favorite side dish of all, 46% of Americans say canned cranberry sauce is disgusting. Ugh,
I won't even look at that.
Cranberry sauce is the candy corn of Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, it's garbage.
It's worse.
Garbage. I've never liked it, never will like it. Don't even know why it's out there. Don't even know a person who does like
it. Have you seen them take it out of the can? It's just like this big gelatin grossness.
Don't judge me. I love it.
What?
I love it. And I want to slice it in the shape of the can. Like, I want it to stay round like that. And I love what it tastes with dressing.
What do you put it with?
Yeah, you put it on your stuffing.
I don't put it on there. I just take like a little nibble of that cranberry and I mix it with my dressing.
Ugh. That's psychotic.
It's so good.
That is crazy. That is wild.
What are your favorite and least favorite Thanksgiving dishes? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We're continuing this conversation on social media right now, and we'll be back with more, y'all, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The great holiday debate: to put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving? That's the discussion right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And since DJ Automatic is the Grinch, the bah humbug of the crew.
How am I the Grinch?
I'm assuming you're...
bah humbug.
Don't put that Christmas tree up. And Anthony, since he was born on Christmas and obviously a festive kind of guy, wants to put the tree up early.
I don't care what day you put the Christmas tree up, to tell you the truth.
There you go, Dana Cortez with all the assumptions over there.
I was going to say.
So Judge Judy.
Wait a minute. Do I have it backwards or something?
Yeah, you do. Because as a matter of fact, as the only person here qualified to talk about Christmas. Since
Why are you qualified,
Anthony?
My birthday's on Christmas. You guys don't
know. You are Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
So you talk to the other guy who celebrates his birthday on Christmas like that?
You definitely aren't Jesus.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say that to him, would you? Now, so let me tell all y'all goofy ass people out there putting your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving, I hope your stuffing tastes like trash because your priorities aren't in line. Your priorities aren't in line.
So you say wait until after Thanksgiving?
They don't even light the Rockefeller Christmas tree up until December, like the first weekend of December.
Wow, you really are the Christmas tree expert. I'm telling you, dude.
Like, yo, your house looks dumb when your Christmas tree is up on like November 14th. You look goofy.
What does it matter?
If they want to be in
the spirit after Halloween, before Halloween is a little weird, but after Halloween, it doesn't really matter.
That's, dude, going from like straight like Halloween decorations from the jack-o'-lantern to the Christmas tree is not American, is what
Hold
it
your
is.
Thoughts.
It's not American.
Now you're anti-American. Now we're at a whole new level here of this debate. Hold your thoughts, gentlemen. I will be the judge. When we come back, DJ Automatic, you say, put the Christmas tree up whenever you feel like it. Today, right now, if you want, correct?
Exactly.
Anthony A., you say you're anti-American unless you wait till after Thanksgiving.
Yes, if you put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure your children have more than two cavities.
What?
Y'all know what I'm talking about, the ones with the silver teeth. They got silver teeth children, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Get ready to present your cases when we return. And I'll tell you where the tradition began and when the appropriate time is for you to put that Christmas tree up. The great holiday debate continues next, only here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The great holiday debate continues on The Dana Cortez Show: to put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Surprisingly, DJ Automatic, Mr. Grinch over here, is like, put that tree up whenever you want.
Why? Your little heart desires, because it doesn't matter what time you put it up, because it's your tree and it's your house and you can do whatever you want in your space.
That's your argument?
Yes.
Because that's the case you're presenting to
that
the
is
jury,
the case.
To me, the judge?
Well, I mean, do you want me to get like more like sympathetic about it and be like, so you can warm your little
children. You mean emotional?
Well, sympathetic, emotional, what is the difference?
Exactly. And that's why I thought he was going to be the guy that says don't put the tree up.
Got it.
That's you in a nutshell. So you've presented your case.
Yes, it's just, it's your house, it's your tree. Put it up, leave it up all year. I don't care.
Got it. Well, I...
Anthony A., present your case.
I believe that an evergreen in your house the first 2 weeks of November makes you look psychotic. You're a weirdo with that up. You're undermining the great day that is Thanksgiving. And shout out to my parents out there. The parents, you want to have your kids asking, when are the presents going to be underneath there? When are the parents' presents going to be underneath there? For like a month straight. Traditionally, it does not get put up until at the earliest the day after Thanksgiving.
You know there's a woman listening right now that's had her Christmas shopping done since August, and she can't wait to put those presents underneath that tree.
That's
can
true,
you let
automatic.
That woman? Can you let her?
But
you
are
you
interrupting. You've already had your moment to present your case. Please stay clear of my bench, the judge's bench. Go have a seat, sir.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Okay, go have a seat. Anthony A., DJ Automatic, you both know how much I love Christmas. In fact, I've been singing Christmas carols to you all morning. And you're welcome. There's really no need to thank me. But you're both wrong.
How are
you're
we both wrong?
You're both wrong. Traditionally, you're supposed to put your Christmas tree up on the Advent, which is the first Sunday in December. And you leave it up until January 5th.
Christmas isn't about religion anymore, Dana. It's about presents. Come on.
I'll end it on this. Do you think the pilgrims were wondering, hey, we're going to put the Christmas tree up? No, they weren't, because it wasn't presented to America until 1931.
What did the Native Americans think?
Shoot, if only the Native Americans would have known, they would have invited those damn pilgrims to dinner in the first place. I'm telling you. So you got yourself a real history lesson here, and you got yourself the proper time to put that Christmas tree up. You know what we're thankful for? We're thankful for every single person listening right now. Happy Thanksgiving. The Dana Cortez Show is on. We'll be right back with more coming up in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
They've been seeing each other a month and a half, and she asked him, hey, honey, will you go to Thanksgiving dinner with me? Oh, it's what guys think inside the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And he said, you know, hold on. And now she's like, what? Hold on.
Bruh.
Hold on. We've been together a month and a half, and I got to hold on. I think that, you know, he needs to go, but I'm not a man.
That's a long way
that's
to
a big
ask.
Step right there.
It's a long way to ask, what are we? Basically is what you kind of get
it's
into.
Totally asking that. And I mean, I've gone back and forth. She likes him. I mean, but he likes her. They're 6 weeks. 6 weeks is a long time. And they're, what, 23 years old? I think that's a long-term relationship, really, in that age. I mean, 6 weeks is a long time.
I've broken up with a girl over Thanksgiving and not going.
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah, she was hot. That was the final straw for her, where she was like, okay, I'm done too.
I mean, I get it. He doesn't have to go. But at the end of the day, same thing that happened with Anthony is going to happen with him. They're not going to be together anymore.
Automatic, you're predicting now if he says no, she's going to cut it off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if he wants the relationship to move forward, he's got to go meet grandma.
That's so big.
Yeah, exactly. But if he doesn't care, then yeah, don't go.
Okay, so think about this, ladies. You invite your new man to Thanksgiving dinner, and he's thinking about it. If he doesn't go, I wonder if she should break up. But for the men out there, doesn't he have to go?
No.
He doesn't have to do anything.
No, he doesn't have to go at all. And he doesn't. And I don't think the necessary equals to a breakup if he doesn't go, because you still have Christmas, right?
At the end of the day, he can save some money on this whole Christmas season and New Year's Eve and all that by just cutting it off now.
Oh. That's so bad. You're so cheap, Automatic. That's just cheap.
Holidays and relationships is the part where I love coming from a broken home. Because I had to go visit my mom and then go visit my dad. Sweetie, I don't got time to make it over there.
You always had a good excuse.
That was a good excuse.
Great excuse.
Men, should he go to Thanksgiving dinner with his girlfriend? I mean, 6 weeks in, it's a pretty serious relationship. 833-DANA-SHOW. What guys think? It's the Dana Cortez Show. Convo continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think inside the Dana Cortez Show? She has invited her boyfriend of 6 weeks, I believe, at the age of 23. You've been with somebody 6 weeks. You call him your boyfriend to Thanksgiving dinner. And he said, well, hold on. Hold on. What does hold on mean?
So I got other places to go, baby.
You know, you can make a pit stop, 15 minutes, get some, you know,
pudding, some pie, some, I don't know, turkey.
Wow. You ain't getting no pudding if you don't go.
Exactly, DJ Automatic. That's right. He better go.
I don't know what he should do, whatever he wants to do, but I don't think the 15-minute swing through is a good option. Then you seem rude. As a guy who my second profession is collecting free food, you don't want to just swing through, grab to-go plates, dip, kiss, and go. You got to like mingle. It got to be a four-hour event if you're going
to
be there.
But you do have to, like, you know, you got to take care of your grandma. You got to make sure you see her. You got to see auntie. You got to see everybody else. So you do have an excuse to make an appearance.
True. And I needed another man's opinion. And we have exactly that on the line. We have a man, since it's what guys think.
Just tell me straight up, hell nah. I'd be like, 6 weeks, that's too early, you know.
Wait a minute. That's just cold-blooded. 6 weeks is a long time. That's a month and a half.
Hey, 6 weeks, that's like Anthony A's relationship. So, hell nah.
What's going on here? What is this?
Why do you think that it's too soon? You're going to get free food. You're going to get to hang out with your girl.
Yeah,
you know what you're going to get
soon,
after.
If you're coming over on holidays, I think it's something serious, or you're ready to settle down. Like, that's when you start meeting all the people, all the family, you know. It's just different.
It's a big step.
You realize all the cousins you can't hook up with anymore.
It's sad. It's
sad. That's so depressing.
Yeah, when you realize
the sister looks better than her.
No! So, in your opinion, 6 weeks is too soon for Thanksgiving.
6 weeks too soon.
Oh, man, I hate to say it, but the guys have decided that 6 weeks is too soon.
Way too soon.
Ladies, it seems like the guys have come together and said that it's too soon. 6 weeks is just too soon. But you know what's weird? I know we ladies aren't supposed to speak today, but all these women are hitting me up on social media like, 6 weeks is too soon. What?
It is.
She's stuck in like relationship purgatory, so it's situationship until further notice.
I guess so. All right. You know what I would like? I would like an update from this couple. All right, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show combo online right now. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. And we'll be right back with more Less Than Five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, families come together. We all have this beautiful dinner on Thanksgiving and discuss politics. Ooh. Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I grew up in a dysfunctional family.
I think that's one thing all three of us have in common is the dysfunction in our families.
I think so too. Well, I think most families do, but some families hide it better than others. And
true.
we're willing to discuss it. We were always having like discussions that were either inappropriate, or sometimes my older like relatives would say something racist, or somebody would pull a gun out. I'm not kidding. I would get anxiety before a holiday because I didn't know what was going to happen. So as soon as I could, I moved out and left, never came back home. I never moved back home.
Well, I mean, a funny thing about it is like family members, they're usually not your friends, right? So
Anthony,
it's not like you guys have common shared interests. Only like blood keeps you guys showing up. So a lot of times you're going to have off the wall topics that tend to go left.
Let's be real, in this political climate, we know that the conversations this Thanksgiving, just like last Thanksgiving, are going to get heated.
Be crazy. At my house, there was just so much drugs and alcohol that there wasn't a whole lot of like discussions.
I don't even know what anybody was saying.
I know, but everybody's just slurring, you know, so.
We never had really that much topic, but I'll never forget the time I got in trouble. I told my Aunt Margie her mashed potatoes are a little too dry.
Oh, Anthony, you don't do that. Yeah. Wait, she heard you?
Oh, no, the whole thing. I said it loud and clear. I thought I was
you're
providing.
Like speaking for the people?
Yeah,
you're like,
hey,
the
guys,
family thinks
your mashed potatoes
are too dry.
We can still up these a little bit. I thought it was still time to call an audible, but the audible was, let's move Anthony back to the kids' table. So, yeah, that's the story about how I got removed from the adult table back to the kids' table at the age of 12.
Let me tell you something. I never graduated from the kids' table to the adult table.
Automatic, you always sat at the kids' table?
Well, because I moved when I was nine, from Minnesota to New Mexico, and then I didn't have any family in New Mexico. That's when just the drugs and the alcohol were there. That was it. So there was no kids' table, but in my mom's house, that, you know, she's got 10 brothers and sisters. I have 35 first cousins on that.
Jeez.
So I never made it from the kids' table to the big kid table.
Does that mean this year you want to sit at the kids' table again?
Well, we got three people in our family.
Yeah, I know.
From now on, I don't even critique food no more. I just do like the good old like flip the plate over in the trash can. You guys ever done that one where you just flip the plate face down?
That's a courtesy move. You know what? Some people think it's a jerk move. That's a way of saying, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how bad your food was.
Exactly. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you guys, there are three things you must do especially if you're anxious about the political discussions that might happen this Thanksgiving. But it's not even politics. It's just discussions that make you uncomfortable to begin with. And I think every family can relate to a little dysfunction like we can. So three things you must do to avoid arguing about politics or anything at the Thanksgiving table. I'll list them when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Someone just sent me a message on Instagram. Dana, your family really had a big fight during Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, whenever we got together, there was some craziness going down. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and we are going to teach you how to avoid the arguments over politics or whatever right now. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You know what? Let's just get into this right now. Number three, you got to excuse yourself from the table or wherever it is you are. If that conversation begins, if you are pro-Trump and they're anti-Trump or vice versa or whatever the case is, I'm Republican. Well, I'm Democrat. I'm independent. You say, I'm going to go vacuum. I forgot to vacuum. Do y'all remember that meme of that little girl?
I got to go home because I forgot to vacuum my room. I'll be back.
Use whatever excuse you can.
I always just take the conversation to sports because and not Kaepernick sports, but I take it to sports.
Automatic, I was going to say, you're going to open a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, and that usually just, everybody starts talking about football or starts talking about basketball or whatever, and that will change the whole energy of the table.
Well, that's number two, change the subject. And these are things that, I know it's strange, but, you know, I talked earlier about my family being dysfunctional and really having high anxiety. And I understand what that was before we'd have a holiday get together or any kind of family get together. I would get anxious from age 3, 4, 5. I remember. And these are things I even talked to my daughter about. Like if she feels like something might get uncomfortable, I talked to all three of my daughters, like, change the subject. Say, oh, you know what happened at school? Because if a child or someone says something, oh, you know what happened at work? And you come with something positive, you're changing the whole energy of the conversation. Why are you over there laughing, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm laughing at my point of attack for all this is just to agree with everybody. That's what I do. So they just like, Anthony's crazy. He's the most conservative liberal I ever met. Yeah, no, so like, I just kind of agree with anybody. And then I hit him with the solid, dang, that's crazy.
That's crazy. The number one thing you have to do to avoid arguing about politics or whatever at the Thanksgiving table is listen, state facts, don't be ugly, and don't call that person a name. Mm. I know it's hard.
I remember
stupid.
When you and
you're an idiot.
Your mom's husband got into it about politics that one time, and you just kept pushing and pushing.
I did not. I'm not going to let somebody tell me something that's not true, though. I'm going to state facts. If you come at me with something that's not true, I like to be taught. I'm someone who, oh, I did not know that. I want to take in the facts. I care about things that really, like 2 + 2 = 4. You can't come at me and tell me 2 + 2 = 8. I'm going to say no.
The only thing I'm trying to take in is some more stuffing and
exactly.
some more gravy. So save that convo for later.
You know what? I hope that this helps you because I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You missed one important thing that you can
what,
do to
automatic?
Avoid all of this.
What?
We call it the uncle walk. So when it becomes time, when all that conversation just gets a little too heated, you just say, hey, guys, why don't we just go take a little walk? You can immediately change the conversation from I hate Trump to how does he turn so orange or how does his hair stay on? And if you know what the uncle walk is, then you're going to be okay.
Because you forget what the hell you were arguing about in the first place. All right, y'all, share with us right now on social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. How do you avoid the family fight at the Thanksgiving table? Let's continue this conversation online and we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to the Calorie Control Council, the average American will consume 4,500 calories in one sitting on Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Fat Club. Hey, everyone, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You know what I want to tell the Calorie Control Council? So what? We're going to get all fat and sassy anyway.
Just get all fat and sassy.
Don't you think? Do we care about calories on Thanksgiving?
No. Why would we? No. I mean, this is the one holiday that we just throw the whole CCC out the window, and that's my new name for the calorie control. What is it?
Calorie control council. I was like, there what's the CCC?
I already gave them a name.
Not the CDC. This is the CCC. Well, according to this group here, we sit down and we enjoy a meal, 4,500 calories in one sitting. Like I said, one sitting.
Isn't that like 3 days worth of calories?
Yeah, and then we go back and we do it 2 to 4 more times in that day, and it continues through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What you talking about, Anthony, over there? You
said, hell yeah. I mean, I do like 4 or 5 times. You can get more if you take the uncle walk too. Oh. So that, you know, saying, that helps extend the stomach every time. I like to eat like a professional eater, like a competitor at that.
What does a professional eater do?
Like the hot dog diet, like Joey Chestnut. That's how I am when I'm over there just tackling scraps and stuffing
just
and
all the hot cherry dogs. Pie.
So tasty.
Sweet potato casserole has 400 calories in one cup. If you make it like I do, because I'm adding sugar, brown sugar, butter. I'm roasting the pecans in brown sugar, and then I'm putting them on top. Then I'm putting in marshmallows and more butter.
My mouth is already watering.
I don't really like sweet potato anything, though.
What?
Well, you haven't had mine.
Fries. No.
Hold on.
It's about the texture of the potato and the sweetness of the sugar.
You're canceled.
I was not a sweet potato person either until I had Dana's.
Well, there's barely any sweet potatoes in
it. It's mostly just butter and sugar, but it's
and
amazing.
Brown sugar, exactly. So 400 calories in one cup, 38 carbs. Mac and cheese, 410 calories. And 44 carbs in one cup of mac and cheese. You guys realize, I don't know about y'all, but I don't do cups of anything on Thanksgiving. I do tubs. I got one plate just for my dressing alone. And we didn't even talk about the gravy.
Sometimes I like to do like a little like on one fork in one bite. I'll do like a third of mashed potato, a third of mac and cheese, and then like some turkey at the tip of the fork.
No,
like,
you mix them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't have my food touching.
Dana's food can't touch on the plate.
Oh,
can't do that.
Nah, dog.
So for Thanksgiving, I got four plates because I want everything in super-sized servings. All right, so when we come back, the top three favorite Thanksgiving dishes are mashed potatoes, turkey, and stuffing or dressing, depending on what you call it in your family. I'm going to reveal the calories. You're going to be blown away, and you're not going to care because we're going to fatten it up on Thanksgiving.
Mmm, so good and tasty.
That's when we come back, y'all. Give you those calories. It's a Fat Club here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I ask you, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You say,
just get all fat and sassy.
It's the Fat Club here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't know whose grandma that is, but I love that nana right there. Just get all fat and sassy. All right, so we're counting down the calories in your Thanksgiving dishes. Of course, we don't really care. Well, we're going to tell you anyway, we are going to get all fat and sassy and eat our sweet potato casserole. 400 calories in one cup, 38 carbs. The way I make it is probably 800 calories. And I don't care. We're eating it. Mac and cheese has 410 calories in a cup, 44 carbs. Mashed potatoes in one cup, 214 calories.
Who's eating one cup of mashed potatoes?
Well, hold on. That is with no butter or no gravy.
Oh.
And no cheese. So I don't know who is going to eat those mashed potatoes.
Sounds like some bland mashed potatoes to me.
My mashed potatoes have a lot more calories. But if you want to be good, you just boil them and mash them. And it's only 214 calories. If you want to have tasty mashed potatoes, you add the butter and the gravy and all that. And by the way, homemade gravy, 1/4 cup is 15 calories.
That's not that bad.
No, but I use a lot of gravy.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I used 1/4 cup of anything.
I mean, me either. So turkey, obviously, this is probably, along with the green beans and the salad, the most healthy thing that we all partake in on Thanksgiving. White meat with a skin is 185 calories, 33 grams of protein, and like 1 net carb. So very good for you. Dark meat with skin, 206 calories.
Now we're talking.
33 grams of protein and 1 carb.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Go for it, Automatic.
White or dark meat?
I go dark to start, and then I go white. Like I said, I like to make like the little Neapolitan situation on my fork.
What?
So it's like turkey, maybe a little bit of mashed potatoes, maybe a little bit of stuffing, maybe a little bit of mac and cheese all into one bite.
That sounds disgusting.
I like to mix them together.
Automatic, you mix too?
I'd like to mix.
You're my husband. I've never seen you mix it like that.
I like to have, just like Anthony, I don't really like turkey unless it has mashed potato and gravy on it.
Yes.
So I prefer the white meat, but I will go dark.
Baby, you know I like that white meat. And now, stuffing, America's favorite Thanksgiving side dish. 211 calories, give or take a few, depending on who's making it, in one cup. I eat an entire plate.
Dana will make one of those big tin pans full of it, and I've seen her knock out a half a tin.
Not even kidding. I will take
this
that
little,
in. That,
this little woman could. She can put it down.
That's why there's those before pictures of Big Dana. All right. We will list all of these on my social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. And it's that time of year, y'all. Everybody sing along.
I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, dogs. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, dogs. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams. Beans, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, potatoes, beans, 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 creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
That's my favorite part. You name it! All right, y'all. Be sure and keep tuning in. We got a great show planned, as usual. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should the Christmas tree be up before Thanksgiving dinner, or does it really even matter? I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
That's what our debate centered around today. An automatic... What's your opinion on it, bro?
I already told you, I don't care when you put your Christmas tree up. If you put it up today, tomorrow, if you left it up from last year, it doesn't have any effect on my life whatsoever.
I'm not saying I'm Jesus or anything, but I will say my birthday is on Christmas, so I think I have a little bit to say about this. And I think you should put it up after Thanksgiving dinner, okay? To go from straight Halloween decorations to Christmas tree, that's psychotic. That's insane. That doesn't make any sense.
Does it really matter?
You look goofy, all right? Like, chill out. And also, if you're going to put it up early, make sure you take it down the next day. There's a little bit of that.
The next day? Like, the day after Christmas?
You want, yes.
Do you know who does that? Psychos do that.
You don't want to start your new year off with a three-month-old tree.
There will be some years that our Christmas tree, it'll be a Valentine's Day. And I'm like, are we gonna have it a Valentine's Christmas?
Oh, man. Okay, so let us know. Weigh in. That debate's still going on right now. People are passionate about it, and I'm blaming millennial women for this whole new trend. I don't know where this thing started from. But also, during our 7 o'clock girl talk topic, we talked about a couple who he didn't want her to go to his house because it seemed that he was a little bit embarrassed for his family.
Yeah, his family's crazy is basically what he said.
And like that's kind of where we left that, but it led us talking off air about things you should prep to do when you're hosting the family gathering.
That's, all right? That's a lot of responsibility there.
Especially for first-time husbands.
Oh.
You got the most pressure. Now,
I remember the first time we hosted Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Let me tell you, that's expensive.
It's expensive, filled with backseat cooks, too.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, have you ever done this? Have you ever done
don't
that?
Don't comment on my carving. I will carve that turkey however I feel like I need to carve that damn turkey.
You know, her ex-boyfriend used to smoke the whole turkey.
Your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Dad, take that, all right? So if you're planning the family gathering or if it's taking place at your house, here are three homie tips from Two Dudes, One Studio that you should consider before hosting that family gathering. Are you ready for the first one, Automatic?
Let's hear it.
Talk money up front.
Oh.
Talk money up front.
It's expensive. I just said that.
It gets really, really expensive. So I know you're going to have about 3 or 4 members, family members that you can really lean on. Count on them. Talk money up front. Divvy that up right away.
Make somebody else bring the beer and the vodka.
There you go. Number two, give yourself some padding time, some extra time. Leave yourself a little leeway for things to go wrong.
If you don't prep the night before, you're screwed.
There you go. My dad, I love my dad because I'm going to be eating with him this year. And he told me at first it started off at 11 a.m. He called me back yesterday to tell me, he goes, you know what?
We're going to shoot for 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Like I said, prep, prep, prep.
Leave yourself some padding time. And lastly, I like this one. Third and final tip, go ahead and pass out the Wi-Fi code ahead of time.
Oh, that is very millennial of you.
You're going to have a lot of young kids out there, bored, doing whatever. Give them the Wi-Fi password and let them go from there.
Let them watch Netflix on their own phone if they don't want to watch a game.
Feel free to add to the list if you have any more suggestions for hosting the Thanksgiving dinner. At AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic, at Dana Cortez Show on IG.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.